From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Those who think Miami's conservative Cuban vote has lost its clout should perhaps think again. If Republican Ron DeSantis ends up winning the Florida governor's race, he may just owe it to Los Cubanos. An analysis of the Miami-Dade County Cuban vote in Tuesday's midterm election suggests El Voto Cubano likely did put Republican gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis ahead. Miami communications strategist Giancarlo Sopo, himself a Cuban-American, looked at Miami-Dade's most Cuban precincts. He found DeSantis won twice as many votes as Democratic candidate Andrew Gillum, 66% to 33%. That's a difference of more than 160,000 votes, far more than the shrinking statewide advantage DeSantis has held since election night. The governor's race will probably go to a recount now because less than half a percentage point separates DeSantis and Gillum. Still, DeSantis's strong result in Cubalandia shows Miami's older, more conservative Cuban vote can still trump, no pun intended, the younger, more moderate Cuban cohort pundits often point to today. It also suggests those more conservative Cuban exiles are galvanized by political ads that say more liberal Democrats, like Gillum, are a lot like the socialists who rule Cuba. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.